Here's your midday brief for Monday, April 22nd. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. Kroger and Albertsons have agreed to sell over 160 additional stores in a divestiture package in a bid to appease competition regulators and close their long-pending merger. The company said today that under the revised deal with C&S Wholesale Grocers, they will now sell a total of 579 stores. The new agreement comes after the U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued to block Kroger's $25 billion acquisition of Albertsons. The agency argued the combination would lead to raised food prices and hurt workers' bargaining power. Regulators said in that suit that the divestiture plan didn't do enough. Columbia University is holding classes virtually today as protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue to engulf the campus. Pro-Palestinian protesters have swarmed the New York City campus since Thursday, calling on the school to divest from financial interests in corporations with ties to Israel. Police arrested more than 100 protesters that day. Columbia President Manoush Shafiq said she wanted to de-escalate the situation and give everyone, quote, a chance to consider next steps. Separately, some student protesters were arrested at Yale University today. The school didn't immediately return a request for comment. And Israel's military spy chief resigned today. Major General Ahron Oliva is the first senior official to step down over intelligence failures that enabled Hamas's deadly attack on Israel last year. Meanwhile, Israeli officials are working to head off potential U.S. sanctions against an Israeli military unit accused of human rights abuses, as Washington intensifies pressure on Israel over how it is prosecuting the war in Gaza. The possible U.S. measures illustrate growing American pressure on Israel, even while the Biden administration offers broad military support to its ally. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.